You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Remember, the Junks text line is presented by our friends at Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my radio math, that's 21 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Mm-hmm. I
believe it's time now for Eric Bickle's entertainment page. He's ready to entertain the masses. That's what he does.
I'm an expert at that, Cakes.
Yes.
Been doing this a long time, buddy. Page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles right there on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. Take a couple of those vehicles on a test drive. I'll be shocked if you don't fall in love. It's just, amazing vehicles over there. All right, I want to lead off. We didn't really touch on this, but my daughter kept showing me this video of Jordan Hudson, Bill's 26-year-old girlfriend, mm-hmm. whatever she is.
Yep.
Is she 26, 27?
Something like that.
Yeah, in that range, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was in the pregame warm-up, but the guys are on the field.
Yeah.
They're warming up. She's on the sideline.
I know,
and then
weird.
She's walking over there talking to coach.
Bizarre.
Yep,
like, what is it? Can you imagine Bill's previous wife or girlfriend being on the sideline?
No.
Can you imagine anybody's girlfriend or wife talking to them on the sideline in a pregame?
No.
Before arguably, I don't know, biggest game in the last 4 or 5 years for Bill? Pretty big game for him.
I mean, it was a huge game. It was a massive game.
She ended up in the suite.
Right.
She was hanging with Randy Moss. And I have to say this, and this is just mean. Okay, but I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, say it.
She looks crazy. She's got the crazy eyes.
There's something
about her that looks cray-cray. Sorry.
A lot of people are joining, too.
She looks very serious. She's on her phone. Like, she's got something to do with something. Like, come on.
Afterwards, when Bill did his post-game, wasn't a presser, but he's talking there. The background had all these balloons and stuff, and they just got them blasted.
It's just weird.
Yeah, people think that it was Jordan Hudson's idea to put all the balloons up.
Man, who knows?
But why would you have a balloon? Why would you have a bunch of balloons like you're at a birthday party at a post game presser?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I think it was up for the pregame, but it was
okay. But
it didn't make any sense.
It was like a morgue in there after the loss. Like, somebody should have went and popped every single one of those balloons. It's like the Brad Pitt scene where he comes into Moneyball and the guys are dancing in the clubhouse after a loss, mm-hmm. and he loses his mind.
Right.
That's what Belichick should have done. He should have taken a pen and popped every one of those balloons.
I'm rooting against.
He's such a serious guy.
I'm rooting against the Tar Heels every single
week. You are. I kind of want him to make them relevant.
No, I don't. Because she's annoying. He's annoying.
She is so annoying.
Yeah.
I think I hate her.
Doesn't that AD say, bro? She needs to stay up in the stands.
She can't be on the sideline. She can't be talking to you while the guys are warming up. He's actually like talking to her. And I, for some reason, I feel like she has like some sort of Jedi mind trick on him.
He's falling into the honeypot.
You don't see that with any other coach.
He doesn't have any control anymore.
No other coach would have his girlfriend or wife
the control
on the field talking to him.
You know what that is? It's young nanny. Just
yes,
all in his
totally
head.
What it is.
Yeah.
Cupid did
he
this.
He can't say
Cupid
no to
this. Drew back his arrow, okay, and shot it right through his heart.
Yeah.
And he can't say no to her.
But is that true that no spouses are on the field?
When have you ever seen
this? Talking to the head coach like 10 minutes before kickoff.
Do we know it was 10 minutes before I saw the video? Yeah, but like I was just at a preseason game, okay? And I had field access.
You're going to defend the action.
No, I don't. I'm actually.
Psycho.
Again, what am I supposed to say if I'm asking a question, Gigs?
Don't ask a question. Don't attack me.
Yeah, I'm asking a question. Don't ask me. But this is based on experience.
No,
just being at a
don't
game.
Ask me, don't attack me.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, I'm at the Commanders preseason game.
Yeah.
And when they're
you think DQ's over there talking to his wife, kissing her 5 minutes before the
when the players are meaningless preseason game.
Yeah. Okay.
No chance, he didn't care.
When the players are on the field and they're punting and kicking. There's a lot of guys who are smoking and joking.
Yeah,
but not with their wives and girlfriends. You're
supposed to be canoodling with your...
Not Cakes. The head coach.
Cakes, you know what it is? She's like Rasputin, where she had the hold over the Imperial...
I know. I've heard, I know who Rasputin is. I don't
All right,
know
never mind.
Who's Rasputin?
So Rasputin was this a Russian mystic who healed... the Empress's son, Alexei, from hemophilia. And then all of a sudden, the family became... in love with Rasputin and basically was running the entire Russian oligarchy.
No, I almost feel like
you just gave me a history lesson.
I think
I appreciate
my understanding
that.
Is the family's really don't like this chick. And like they really like the kids, they're very wary of her.
I haven't heard
because she's so controlling.
He needed to say to her, look, this is a big moment for me. I need you to be up in the suite with Caitlin Clark and Randy Moth. And Jordan,
be,
and hang out with them.
She can't.
I need to focus on trying to beat TCU.
She can be on the field.
Stay up there.
She can be on the field 2 hours before the game.
That's fine.
You know what? The Falcons dodged a bullet.
Yeah, they did. Big bullet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, big one.
See her prancing around.
Was she still with him or with him during the Falcon interviews?
Oh, I think so.
Well, they must have seen the writing on the wall.
Yeah, she probably sat in on the interviews and said, "No, he's not answering that." Remember what she did with CBS?
I do remember that, yes. 60 Minutes, right?
And I have to say, they interviewed Bill. You know, remember the Holly Rowe interview? And then they interviewed him. I don't know if it was and all I could look at was his old man face.
Okay.
And then he had like a wart on his lip and everything. And I was like, she's attracted to him? Like, you know, presumably new relationship. You know, probably pretty active.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe she's into sugar daddies. I don't know.
She's into that big wart on his lip.
She's 27. How old is he?
72 or 73.
It's a 49-year age gap.
Yeah, it just makes no sense.
I think he's 72 or 73.
It's so weird.
He's just got like old hurting age spots.
Oh, she's only 24.
Okay.
All right, so that's even worse.
Giving her 27.
Okay, that's even worse.
He's 73.
Yeah.
73 and 24.
He's got big,
50
big old fat face, turkey neck, wart under his lip, hurting dry lips, just hurting. I looked at him and I went...
You know what else?
She likes that.
You know what else? Bad college coach.
Yeah.
In one game. Bad coach.
Heard she cut off sweatshirt.
Well, that's because his girlfriend's hanging out on the field before.
Hey, how many times do you think they have sex a week?
They probably have sex like 4 or 5 times a week.
That's a lot.
I bet you they have sex 4 to 5 times a week. Because it's a new relationship.
It can't be silly sex.
He's got so many blue pills around
his
house.
Yeah, probably got all kinds of blue pills.
Hey, if I were him, less sex, more watching Charlotte game tape.
He's, you know, he's
for week 2.
He's dirty mumbling and everything.
I'm gonna take Carolina in my survivor pool for the ACC.
I hope
they lose. God, I would love for Belichick to lose
for you too.
You saw the video of him in wherever he was, the Hamptons or whatever, with the shirt off, leaving after
walk of shame.
The walk of shame, the man boobs hanging out.
Maybe,
so gross.
Maybe he hangs out with Al Pacino and his girlfriend. Pacino's 83.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, 29.
Man, he's...
That's just dumb.
They just had a baby 2 years ago.
I mean, it's almost a level that Bill Belichick is dating like my daughter. It's one year difference.
Yeah.
My daughter's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your 23-year-old daughter bringing, is it a septuagenarian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Through the door as the boyfriend?
I'd be like, what are you doing?
You know, and also I look down on Bill because he's tarnishing his legacy for Nanny.
He totally is.
Right? Yeah. His legacy is declining while his sex drive is on the incline.
He's known for being this real like rules guy, hardcore guy. He's got a freaking girlfriend on the sideline during, you know, right before kickoff.
Yeah, he's definitely getting roasted. I remember
when Ocho Cinco signed with them with New England. He had to stay off social media for a year. If you remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's doing beach yoga with his girlfriend.
No, did you see they had a up in the air logo?
Yeah.
Air Jordan.
Jordan spelled. Yeah.
So great. It's
so great. They probably sold 1,000 t-shirts.
So great. Anyway, and one other sports-related EP.
Against.
One other... You saw, I guess Simone Biles, they're saying, got boobs and a BBL, okay, for her boyfriend, okay, Jonathan Owens, is that his name? The guy, the tight end for the Bears?
Yeah.
But she's not ruling out a 2028,
Is he a tight end? I don't know. I thought he was a DB.
I mean, he might be a DB. But she's not ruling out a 2028 Olympic comeback.
Nice.
Is she going to get the boobs removed?
With the badonkadonk?
and the big ass?
Yeah. You're going to do the balance beam with your big ass.
How are you going to do all that? It's going to throw off your balance. You're not going to be able to do all the twirls and everything.
We got to talk to Brett. Brett's got to be doing something with Jordan Hudson and Sup Dogs, right? He's got to be doing some sort of marketing thing down there.
Some sort of ploy, yeah.
Some sort of drink named after her. Yeah. Some sort of appearance.
To get Jordan at Sup Dogs.
Yeah. Simone Biles, 4'8".
I mean, that's ridiculous.
4'8".
My sister claims that she's 5 feet.
Right.
She towers over her.
My mom was 5 feet tall. It's very short.
She towers over Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4'8".
Sydney Sweeney, of course, always captures the attention of Valdez. Casually hooking
only Valdez
up.
Yeah, in America.
Just him.
Casually hooking up with who, Cakes?
Oh, no idea. I know who it is. I saw it yesterday. The enemy of all Swifties, Scooter Braun?
Scooter Braun. Right.
Yeah. Swifties hate that dude's guts.
The Euphoria star, 27, and the record executive, 44, have already been on several dates since linking up earlier this summer, according to TMZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody says she just ended her relationship and she's doing what women in their 20s do. She's dating. Everything is casual. She's living her life. She's working hard. They first sparked dating rumors back in June when they were spotted together at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding in Venice, Italy. So there you go. Did you see the video of The Rock? Well, he was in Venice and he was on a boat and he was just saying how he had never been here before. He kept talking about, I wish I could act like I'd been here before. but I just had never been here before. And he'd been all emotional and everything.
Right. He's getting emotional.
And I didn't know if he was talking about like the 15-minute standing ovation he got in Venice.
Or just Venice itself.
Being on a dumb boat in Venice.
I don't know. Maybe he was awestruck by the beauty of the city.
Yeah, I don't know. He did the whole thing. I don't understand The Rock anymore.
The last thing I care about is The Rock in Venice.
I'm just saying.
Or The Rock in fill in the blank anywhere.
Right.
So we talk about Burning Man, and I think there was a dead man at Burning Man, right?
A dead Burning Man?
Did you see that?
I did see that.
There was like a dead guy there. Blood. It was like not good.
Mm. Like found in a pool of blood.
I don't know. Murder. I don't know.
Murder, she wrote.
I don't know what happened. But there's a dead guy.
He got bored to death by being at Burning Man.
Yeah, I would say. Also, Cakes, there was a Burning Man miracle. A woman gave birth, this I never understand, to a surprise baby while she was attending Burning Man.
She had no idea she was pregnant?
She had no idea she was pregnant.
How is that possible?
She was so fat. She had no idea.
How fat was she?
That's the only way. That's the only explanation.
I don't know how you wouldn't know.
So fat that she just didn't know. But it looks like the baby survived. We were playing golf yesterday, and you know at Burning Man, it's got to be just all porta potties, right? Can you imagine how
100% right?
I mean, they're deserts. Guess.
My buddy went in the both my buddies. They went and they used the porta potty on the golf course.
Okay,
I go, what are you doing? You're on a golf course. You're literally out in the middle of nowhere. Just go pee over by that tree. They were talking about the poo on the side, like it was everywhere.
Of course, it is.
Why would you go into? If you were just literally, you had a quickie, why are you going in a porta potty?
Those places are generally crime scenes. Depending on when
people
it's been cleaned.
What was the tree situation at that hole?
I know, it could have been wide open.
Done it in a wide open, like you're out on a golf course in the middle of nowhere. Just go.
Yeah, but sometimes if you're in a hole and like if it's thin tree line, the other hole can, you know.
It's like 6
whatever.
p.m. Nobody knew anything.
Yeah, I avoid just porta potties whenever I can.
At all costs.
Yeah. Please do.
I told you my son, though, he sat on one during a lacrosse tournament.
Sat on one?
During a lacrosse tournament for 30 minutes. Mm. He was just on his phone.
Oh.
That's so gross.
I was like, where are you?
That is disgusting.
He was in the porta potty, sitting on it.
Where did he learn that?
Yeah. That's gross.
Coming up next, we'll play some true or false NFL version here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.